Wony 90.9 FM Wony.
For your face,
your voice,
your clothing. Let's just say I love it all.
Every tune into WONY 90.9 FM. Keep it locked.
My very flesh begin to crawl with simple utter loathing.
Hi, this is Brian Swan from IT Services. Phishing is an attempt to steal personal information by sending deceiving messages to recipients. These often come in the form of phishing emails. If you notice an email doesn't look quite right, here are a few things to keep in mind to decide whether the email is legitimate or not. First, hover over the URL. Does this seem like a website that the sender would ask you to access? Next, check to see who is sending the email. Sometimes accounts get compromised. This means that the person who seems to be sending the email may not actually be sending it. Finally, is the sender creating a sense of urgency? Well, why? Trust your instincts and do your part to prevent phishing scams.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Friday, February 7th from 9 to 12 p.m., make sure to stop by the table outside of Starbucks to pick up Valentine's Day cards. Learn more about Kindness Weeks happening around campus that day. Also happening on February 7th, WONY will be meeting in IRC 4 at 3 p.m. for its general body meeting. On Saturday, February 8th, there's a basketball game happening at 2 p.m. in the Dewar Arena. On Sunday, February 9th, make sure to tune into WONY 90.9 FM Onyansa and stay warm. This has been your news on WONY 90.9 FM Onyansa. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great weekend and keep it locked.
You're listening to The Rock Hour. All rock, all the hour on WONY 90.9 FM Onyanta. Keep it locked.
Love by the West Coast pop experimental band, and you were listening to Radio Gaga on WONY 90.9 FM. Just turning up my microphone. We've been having some issues with it, but it's all good now. So yeah, happy Super Bowl Sunday, everyone. Oh my gosh, I got that. What did I want to say? Oh yeah, so yeah, today's theme is just going to be psychedelic rock. So the first hour, it's gonna be like all like 70s and 60s psychedelic rock cannot exist in the 80s, prove me wrong if you want. And then of course the second hour is gonna be more like psychedelic rock like within the 2000s, the 90s, and 2010s, 2020s, stuff like that. So yeah, hope everyone's week's been good. The weather, oh my gosh, we got so much snow up here, it's crazy. So there's that. But you know, I wanted to also comment on like the Super Bowl and stuff, because like there's like a lot of commercialism that goes into it. Like, I don't know, like I'm only watching it also for like the fact that I almost said Kanye. That's another story, but like, you know, with like Kendrick Lamar, like he's performing at the Super Bowl, and like, oh my gosh, like he took 5 Grammys home like this year, and like, it's crazy. And again, I listen to Kendrick. I don't play him on air because a lot of his songs are very explicit. But if my show was during like safe harbor hours, I would play so much Kendrick, but like I would play him. Of course, he does have like clean versions of his songs, but you know, I try to stick, you know, to the format of my show. But no, literally, I'm only watching the Super Bowl for Kendrick Lamar's performance, and I guess for some commercials. Because, like, everyone always obsesses over, like, Super Bowl commercials. I don't get it, but people do because it goes viral, like, for, like, a day or maybe for, like, a week. And then, like, no one talks about it after. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, I don't know. It's just like that sometimes. But, no, I mean, again, the Bills were robbed of a Super Bowl. I will have to say that. Because I would have loved a Super Bowl between the Detroit Lions and the Buffalo Bills. Like, that would have been amazing. But no, it said we got a rematch between the Eagles and Patrick Mahomes. I'm going to refer to Kansas City as Patrick Mahomes because that's what literally Kansas City is, in my opinion. It's just really just Patrick Mahomes carrying the whole team. And, you know, and, like, I know Taylor Swift is also going to be there, obviously, because Travis Kelce's playing. And, you know, it's like, okay, that's cool. But, like, my main focus is going to be on Kendrick. Maybe on Taylor Swift, but I don't know. I know she's going to slay. But anyways, I guess that's all I have, I guess, for today. Well, I'm going to be talking more about the music that I'm going to be playing. But, yeah, the next song that we got coming up is Ina Gata Da Vida by Iron Butterfly. Yeah, this is always a classic to revisit. They were like, Iron Butterfly was a one-hit wonder group. Like Ina Gata was their only, like, popular song. And then, boop, like, they just went, like, no one really listened to them anymore. I mean, people still listen to them, but, like, they weren't as popular, you know? I feel like a more recent example is somebody that I used to know by Goat, or I don't know how to pronounce his name, but, like, he made that song and then got, like, Grammys for it. He literally brought home, like, maybe 4, and then, like, he didn't make, like, any other music after that. Like that's, like, a prime example of when it hit wonders, like, a song like somebody that I used to know, you know? But anyways, enough of that. Here's Ina Gata Da Vida by Iron Butterfly. Enjoy.
You know that I'm loving you in a God of a Vida, baby. Don't you know that I'll always be true? Oh, won't you come with me and I'll take my hand? Oh, won't you come with me and I'll walk this land? In a God of a Vida, honey, don't you know that I'm loving you? In a God of a Vida, baby, don't you know that I'll always be true?
Seen a Saucers by Jefferson Airplane. That was from the album The Essential Jefferson Airplane, obviously. And yeah, so I just thought of something. I totally forgot what I was doing last night. I didn't go out because it was like freezing out, but I kind of just had a self-care type of like night last night. Like, I watched a movie, I had like some snacks, I had pistachios and like these peanut butter pretzels. Not like the ones that are like has like the peanut butter inside of it, but like the pretzels coated in like peanut butter. It was really good. I watched Sword and Stone. Like, the thing is, when I watch movies, I like animated movies, and it's more of a personal preference type of thing, because I just get so bored whenever I watch like an IRL movie, unless it's like a movie that has like an interesting like plot line or something. Like, I don't know, I just also feel like it's, like, the aesthetics as well, and also the music, because, like, most animated, like, movies are, like, they're kind of, like, musicals, but, you know, I'm not a Disney adult, no disrespect to them, but, you know, I just kind of see Disney as, like a nostalgia type of thing, nothing more than that. But anyways, other than that, the next song that we are coming up is Sit With The Guru by Strawberry Alarm Clock. And let me tell you, Strawberry Alarm Clock was a major pioneer of psychedelic rock back in the 60s. You got songs like Incense and Peppermints. What else? What other songs did I like from them? You know, you got, I'm trying to think. Tomorrow is also number one. But, like, you know, they were kind of like a one-hit wonder, like Iron Butterfly, but, like, they actually made, like, pretty good music. I don't know. But, like, they made music that, like, is on the levels of, like, The Doors, for example. Like, you know, and I know the production value of the next song that I'm playing for them is not as good as, like, most psychedelic rock songs were at the time, but, like, it's pretty good. Like, you can listen to it. You can enjoy it. But anyways, we have Sit With The Guru by Strawberry Alarm Clock coming up next. Enjoy.
I've got no shackles. You can come and look if you want to. Through the halls you'll see the mantles where the light shines dim all around you. And the streets are paved with gold. And if someone asks you, you can call my name. You're just a thought that someone, somewhere, somehow feels you should be here. And it's so for real to touch, to smell, to feel, to know where you are here. And the streets are paved with gold. And if someone asks you, you can call my name. You can call my name. I hear you calling my name. Singing, the bells from the schools of walls will be ringing. More confusions, blood transfusions. The news today will be the movies for tomorrow.
waters turn to blood. And if you don't think so, go turn on your tub. And if it's mixed with mud, you see it turn to gray. Then you can call my name. I hear you calling my name.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom. Commencing countdown, engines on. 3, 2, check ignition, 1. And may God's love lift be off with you. Want to know whose shirt you wear.
great. That was Space Oddity by David Bowie from the album, which has been called Space Oddity, but the actual title of it is just David Bowie. It's almost like the White Album by the Beatles. Like I guess someone just gives it a name and then everyone refers to it as like that. So that was from the album of the same name, Space Oddity. You know, kind of a cult classic, you know. I don't get surprised when people know this song because people are like, oh. Again, it's not going against anyone, but, like, I'm just saying, like, people see this as a hidden gem, but it's not really a hidden gem, you know? It's really the song, early the album that really helped to start Bowie's career. Because his debut album didn't really, I guess, start it that well. I think Space Oddity was his second album, maybe. Not too sure. But really, Bowie's early albums really were, like, special. Anyways, the next song that we got coming up is Sunshine Superman by Donovan. Enjoy!
Definitely.
Parade. If that was Any Color You Like by Pink Floyd from the album The Dark Side of the Moon. And before that, we had Crystal Blue Persuasion by Tommy James and the Shondells. Next song that we got coming up is Grass by The Pretty Things. I'm pretty sure I played this song probably season one or two. Probably like season one. And this song is really beautiful. Like, give it a listen. Here is Grass by The Pretty Things. Enjoy.
Consciousness, I like to have a another kiss, another flashing chance at bliss, another kiss, another kiss. The days are bright and filled with pain. Enclose me in your gentle rain. The time you ran was too insane. We'll meet again. We'll meet again. The streets are fields that never die. Deliver me from reasons why you'd rather cry. I'd rather fly. The crystal ship is being filled.
By The Doors from the album of from their debut album, and yeah, that was also a cult classic of psychedelic rock. And to end off the first hour, I'm gonna end off with "You're Gonna Miss Me" by the 13th Floor Elevators, from their album The Psychedelic Sounds of the 13th Floor Elevators. The album art for this album is beautiful. Like, that album art describes like the 1960s psychedelic rock scene. Like, that was, you know, that was going on, you know, and, well, in San Francisco and the United Kingdom, obviously. But yeah, I'm going to end it off there for the first hour, and yeah, stick around for a little break, and then into the second hour, we'll be going into a more modern approach of psychedelic rock. And yeah, here's "You're Gonna Miss Me" by the 13th Floor Elevators. Enjoy.
90.9 FM, Wony.
For your face,
your voice,
your clothing, let's just say I love it all.
Every tune in to WONY 90.9 FM. Keep it locked.
My very flesh begin to crawl. The simple utter loathing. There's a strange exhilaration.
Hi, this is Ryan Swan from IT Services. Phishing is an attempt to steal personal information by sending deceiving messages to recipients. These often come in the form of phishing emails. If you notice an email doesn't look quite right, here are a few things to keep in mind to decide whether the email is legitimate or not. First, hover over the URL. Does this seem like a website that the sender would ask you to access? Next, check to see who is sending the email. Sometimes accounts get compromised. This means that the person who seems to be sending the email may not actually be sending it. Finally, is the sender creating a sense of urgency? Well, why? Trust your instincts and do your part to prevent phishing scams.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Friday, February 7th from 9 to 12 p.m., make sure to stop by the table outside of Starbucks to pick up Valentine's Day cards. Learn more about Kindness Weeks happening around campus that day. Also happening on February 7th, WONY will be meeting in IRC 4 at 3 p.m. for its general body meeting. On Saturday, February 8th, there's a basketball game happening at 2 p.m. in the Dewar Arena. On Sunday, February 9th, make sure to tune in to WONY 90.9 FM Onyansa and stay warm. This has been your news on WONY 90.9 FM Onyansa. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great weekend and keep it locked.
Here we go with riff one.
But did you ever get the feeling that there's something come undone and unreeling in the seeming, the stitching gone? So you rip a little harder till that rip becomes a run. Feel the fabric of existence come unspun. Hey there, we don't care. I could be standing way out where you're naked and freezing till you run. Plastic carrier bag in each hand, the rain fell. Oh, so you were standing under the holly tree with exactly.